software and free culture. Kisses.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet.
This is Black Lake.
You're listening to
WGXC Accra,
Hudson, Catskill, New York.
Hey, I'm Spike Priggin, host of the Bedazzled Radio Hour. Broadcast every week from 12:10 until 2 p.m. Wednesday afternoon, live from Spike's Record Rack, 400 Main Street in the village of Catskill. Every Wednesday, I play pop, rock, soul, country, blues, reggae, and other obscurities, and once in a while, a hit or two. Please check out the Bedazzled Radio Hour with Spike Priggin on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, every Wednesday from 12:10 until 2.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry, call us at 551-299-2456, check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org, or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Marie of Catskill, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You, too, can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, May 8th. Local early morning temperatures range from 50 degrees in Tannersville to 56 in Copaic. Regional average soil temperature is 57 degrees. Pollen levels will be medium today, and that is because rain chances show up after 12 p.m. At 3 p.m. we hit our high temperature of 66 degrees. After dark, rain gets serious and temperatures fall to 48 degrees. Soil is saturated, so flooding is expected to occur, especially as rain continues to fall all day tomorrow. We will have a high of 54 linger most of the afternoon. Overnight, more rain, low of 47. Saturday, it maybe dries out in the afternoon. We get a high of 65 at 4 p.m. Sunday is looking really nice. Finally dry all day long with a high of 71. Sunset today will be at 7:46 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:38 a.m. Looking way up, we see plasma winds will be average at 448 kilometers per second with an average density of 7 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently solar max standard with a little weirdness below 7 megahertz and an S3 noise floor. There are no chances of aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 84. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
The Public News Service Thursday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. About 80 pro-Palestinian demonstrators arrested on Wednesday after occupying part of the main library on Columbia University's campus in an attempt to rekindle the protest movement that swept the campus last spring. That from the New York Times. They report the protesters wearing masks and keffiyehs had burst through the security gate shortly after 3 p.m. and hung banners in the soaring main room of the Butler Library's second floor, renaming the space the Bassel Al-Arraj Popular University. Outside the library, crowds gathered, leading to a chaotic scene. By around 7 p.m., Columbia administrators called the NOPD back to campus for the first time since the occupation of Hamilton Hall in April of 2024. And as historically black colleges and universities grapple with declining black male enrollment, Howard University's Kings of Campus initiative is working to reverse the trend through mentorship, exposure, and addressing systematic barriers.
Now in its third year, the program targets middle and high school students in partnership with school districts to build a pipeline for young black men to see themselves in higher education. With Howard's black male population at 19%, Calvin Hadley is Howard's assistant provost for student engagement and academic partnerships. He says the issue needs to be addressed swiftly.
We are really a clarion call for the world, right? Because there's a significant concentration here and we're able to feel this a little bit more, but it's really just illuminating what is a national issue.
Howard's model offers a blueprint for Mississippi, where HBCUs such as Jackson State and Alcorn State face similar challenges. I'm Tramell Gomes.
And with Mother's Day coming up, some Pennsylvania lawmakers are backing a set of bills that could help improve maternal health.
The Black Maternal Health Caucus introduced the updated PA Momnibus 2.0 package in April, focused on tackling disparities in maternal health care by improving access to services. Black women in the state are nearly twice as likely to die from childbirth complications, and State Representative Latasha D. Mays says 93% of maternal deaths are preventable.
All the bills are for all moms, and because we know when we fix and address and take on maternal mortality and morbidity for Black moms, we solve it for every mom and birthing person in the Commonwealth.
For Public News Service, I'm Shantia Hudson.
And next to Alabama, where advocates are calling for a closer look at the origins of the Habitual Felony Offenders Act, a state law which adds mandatory prison time for people with prior convictions. Daniel Lohr, an associate professor at City University New York School of Law, says the policy stems from a belief that some people are more likely to be criminals.
There was a belief that people who committed crimes multiple times must have criminality in their genes.
A recent report by the Sentencing Project connects these policies to eugenicist beliefs, suggesting that they target certain racial groups and attempt to control or remove them from society. This is Public News Service. Congressional Republicans are poised to move forward with a proposal that would bring major cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
SNAP benefits cover certain grocery costs for low-income Americans, and the program could be swept up in $230 billion worth of funding cuts over the next decade if the plan passes. And one provision calls on states to pick up some of the funding, even though many legislatures would face difficulties in finding the money. Sophia Linares-Coy with the Food Group in Minnesota says beyond recipients, local economies would be disrupted too.
Certainly folks are going to farmers markets to use their SNAP, so that's going to be an impact to farmers' bottom lines.
She says it's also likely local grocery stores will see reduced activity, especially in rural areas where program participation is higher. The USDA argues the Trump administration is trying to right-size the program, but even some House Republicans express worry. I'm Mike Moen.
And veteran lawmakers from Georgia and across the nation warned that rolling back federal climate protection threatens Americans' energy security and democracy.
At a D.C. summit, elected officials to protect America underscored how the Inflation Reduction Act has delivered clean energy jobs and environmental justice gains. Actress Yetide Badaki was among them and cautioned that this progress is now under threat, urging Americans that now is the time to take action for justice and defend key climate laws.
Until January 2025, for the first time, communities that had been left behind from the American dream were experiencing economic and environmental justice opportunities with the Inflation Reduction Act.
Badaki reminded the audience that protecting climate laws isn't just about policy. It's about ensuring opportunity, justice, and a better future for communities across the country. Shantia Hudson reporting.
Finally, over the past 15 years, folks in West Virginia have been shelling out more of their income
each month on energy bill.
Emmett Pepper with Energy Efficient West Virginia says coal is now an expensive choice for producing energy compared with renewable resources. He adds Big Coal's grip on the state is costing households.
We have monopolies in West Virginia for our electric utilities, so they should be run in a way that is the most cost-effective, reducing the bills for West Virginians.
Residents have seen their average electricity price jump by 90% since the early 2000s, according to Conservation West Virginia. The West Virginia Coal Association argues ramping up coal production will lower consumers' bills. Nadia Romlagan reporting.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our content and trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hello and welcome. This is the Thursday afternoon show, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM. This is listener-supported radio for open ears.
That's correct. My name is Justin.
My name is Rebecca today.
And today my name is also Justin.
We are here with an incredibly special guest. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello. My name is Tommy Lamb.
Yeah.
Nice. Very good. Thanks for coming, Tommy.
Thanks for having me.
It's a rainy day.
Yeah.
We love that.
Yeah, we're all here in the in the front of the Catskill studio here, 393 Main Street, here in the lovely little village of Catskill.
Just three little doggies in the window.
That's right. Come take us home. Won't you please?
Well, we're here to talk about some really exciting stuff today.
Yeah.
Amazing place, Anoki in Saugerties, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we got some potential some events that are happening that one could potentially go to. Gosh.
Up in with your own free will, you know, of course. Yeah. So, yeah, why don't you just give us a little lowdown on what Enoki is and what you guys are doing?
Sick. Enoki is an Asian pantry and forage goods shop. We actually started in this location that we're in right now, 393 Main in Catskill. Running that from, I want to say, January 2023 up until one full year. And then we moved down to Socrates where had more space, and that more space allowed for more events, workshops, cool. and markets.
Are you next to the movie theater?
We are two doors down from lovely movie theater.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Upstate quiet side films. Of town, but it's about to be more popping soon.
I love Socrates because it's like, it feels like you went into a big city, but only for one intersection. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
It feels huge just for a little just duration.
Really, one street.
You stand on that one corner, you're like, whoa, so much action. Yeah. 10 steps down, you're like, oh, word. It's mellow.
You're like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, that's so cool.
Yeah, really. And you're right there on the creek, too, in Socrates, and still along the river. So it's like, has a similar vibe to Catskill in that way.
Amazing lighthouse.
Amazing lighthouse, I'm going to say. Quick walk.
One of the sacred places.
A 10-minute hike. Not even a hike. You hit the beach. It's like you hit all terrain.
It's so amazing there.
And then you're on the water.
Yeah. You
know. And you're really like in the middle of the Hudson River.
Yeah, on the weekdays, the backyard is open. Because on the weekends, people can actually stay at the lighthouse. So the weekdays, the backyard's open. So you can actually go out there and be in the middle of the Hudson, which is a crazy feeling.
It's so cool. And that giant bell.
Yeah.
It's just, that's a beautiful place.
Have a bell?
Yeah, there's like a giant bell there.
Uh-huh.
That's what I remember.
It's a historic thing. I don't think like it says do not ring, but it's there.
Yeah.
It's an antique.
Yeah. It's to look at only.
Nice.
I guess.
Cool. How long have you guys been there now?
Socrates location, I want to say we opened January 2024, so about a year and some change.
Cool.
And the Enoki is a mushroom.
It's a mushroom, yes. It's a Japanese name, but it's an Asian mushroom overall. You find it in like barbecue, hot pot. It's like the long stringy one, little
so
heads.
Yummy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Well, you guys said you said that you guys do a little bit of foraging for mushrooms as well. Is that like mostly on your own time?
The foraging part of mushrooms, we've been on a tour down at Opus 40 in Socrates.
Cool.
It was guided by Chicory Naturalists. They have a shop and they do tours. They're down in Kingston, lovely spot. And then, when we're on a hike, I'll look for some mushrooms, especially after like a damp day like today.
Yeah.
Near some dead trees or, you know, there's mushrooms growing. Like, it's magical. It happens overnight or split so fast. Like,
it's really cool.
Find stuff.
I was out yesterday and the only thing I was finding was witch's butter. You know that mushroom?
I don't know that one.
It's
if I see
the
it, maybe.
Little slimy. It's like
the little
bright
yellow
orange.
One? Okay, you pop it.
It's like.
Oh yeah, I know.
But no other. But then it seems like the oysters are out, the morels are out.
Mm.
Lots to forage. But you're doing other types of foraging too, right? At the shop, you've got amazing fashion.
Yeah, vintage objects. Kids fashion. Yeah, I've been really enjoying. Just like finding and like kind of treasure hunting, but now being a dad, nothing excites me more than finding like a good kid's vintage piece, either for like my little one Enoki, also the baby's name, not baby anymore. She's about to turn two next week.
Well,
yeah,
still a baby.
My baby, chaotic and cute. Yeah. That's how I describe her. So at the shop, we have curated vintage adults and kids, and then some like objects, tchotchkes, home goods sort of stuff. So no actual mushrooms at the moment, but forged goods, meaning hand-picked stuff that I find.
Mm.
Yeah. Super cool. So then it looks like there's going to be a physical location in Columbia County that you're going to be able to potentially go to this weekend.
Yes, if one wanted to.
Yeah, if you wanted to.
With your free will.
And found yourself outside of 108 Front Street, walk through those doors. There's going to be food, art, amazing Asian diasporic artisans and vendors near and far.
So this is this weekend. Saturday and Sunday.
And Sunday from 10 to 6, Mother's Day weekend.
Amazing.
Cool. So it's running alongside Basilica Farm and Flea.
Yes, that's happening right next door. We were part of Farm and Flea a year and a half ago. And since our new shop, we've been doing these monthly markets for almost, I think, like 7 or 8 of them. We're doing it on a monthly basis. It's been cool bringing folks together. And my wife Shirley and I took a little step back of just like, how does this become a bigger moment? Mm. We were actually potentially looking at spots in the city, but then we're like, hey, we moved up here 4 years ago, building community from the ground up from our Catskill location. When we first moved up here, I had no friends for a year and a half, 2 years. The second we opened a shop in Catskill, some of our chosen family to this day are because of the shop. And so I don't know where we'd be without the shop, honestly, because we've met amazing friends and really close loved ones that get us by up here, because it was definitely really isolated when we first moved up here.
A lot of people move up here or are just naturally isolated around here. So it's really nice when you can offer something and that's what ties you.
I feel like there's nothing like having like a brick and mortar on Main Street to have like every curious person come and be like, wait, what's up with this? What are you on about? And that's a beautiful thing about these communities that we're a part of. A lot of people are curious. Want to get involved with each other. So that's really cool that you found community like that in this very space.
Yeah.
That's where it all started. Yeah. And now here we are.
Years later.
Yeah, crazy.
Right, yeah, the return.
So this is so cool. So you have this, and this is going to be for 2 days.
Yep.
You're going to be in that back gallery space.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of different artists coming through and different vendors and stuff that you all are curating. Do you have anyone you like to highlight or talk about?
Totally. I mean, I want to highlight everyone.
Yeah.
such amazing group of folks that are coming near and far. I guess for the musical component, there's a live Guzheng performance, and that's being installed and produced by our friends Carmen and Paul at Carmen & Co., amazing florist. And then they're working in tandem with Lycan, super sick furniture design space shop down in Ridgewood at the moment, but they started like pre-pandemic down in Brooklyn. So they're coming together to have this experience with everyone. So it's going to be really cool. I'm looking forward to seeing the set and the experience overall. So that's like the experiential moment of it. Obviously, everything else is also an experience.
Yeah.
But that's like the big performance, I say. And then we're also highlighting two artists, Corinna, Taiwanese artist, amazing paintings. The colors give so much emotion, and the work that she's showcasing just like gives that nostalgia of seeing Asian elderly either through a market, the food on a table, or just their hands. That's really incredible.
Mm.
Yeah, they were setting up yesterday, and they just sent up snapshots of how they installed. And just through iPhone photo, I'm like, dang, that looks so sick. It's crazy when you take something, and like we saw the work in their studio, in their garage, and now to put it in a space, like, huge transformative experience. So super sick to see where it was made and now where it's being shown. Then our chosen family, Emmy, amazing photographer from Jeju, Korea, magical island. She is showcasing some portraits and landscape photos, and they worked in collaboration with our friend to build them this rock frame that resembles a Jeju rock, which is kind of like this, like, I want to say like volcanic rock. It's black, lots of holes. It's crazy that he was able to transform it into a frame.
That is so cool.
Alex, wait, and the rock is like specific to
NFS
this
Studio. Yeah, but around at that island, there's so many of those rocks. Jeju is known for those rocks.
Yeah.
Along with like oranges, like that's like the big thing.
Beautiful.
It's so almost cool. Like if you took upstate and hybrid it with an island. Like, I literally cried when Enoki turned one in Korea, visiting there, of just, like, how magical that place was. Mm. And our friend Emmy is super magical, so I just got really emotional seeing the place where she's from and, like, knowing her. And, yeah, Jeju, amazing place.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, to have such a strong tie, to feel, like, so strongly pulled as a human to a place, you know, and to have those, like, visceral cues, you know, like these types of rocks and smell of an orange and things like that.
And so, wait, so the frame is made?
It's not made from the rock, but made to resemble the rock. Yeah, it's really trippy to see
how so cool.
Alex was able to depict that.
Cool.
So this overall sounds like there's a lot of amazing stuff that's going to be there.
It sounds, really amazing. And also, like, you know, where does that name, what's the theme kind of
Reflections
coming
of
from?
Home.
Yeah, so I think because most of us moved upstate and we all have a feeling of home or know where home is or was, depending how you look at it. And I think since moving up here and being Asian, of like kind of being the minority up here, and I think we're just trying to showcase kind of this new, I guess, wave or depiction of what we can offer, and in terms of just outside of like your typical restaurants, laundromats, nail salons, or lawyers and doctors, that there's a lot of artisans amongst the Asian population, whether that's like upstate or in the city or near and far, and just like putting that on a pedestal, essentially. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone that we choose to work with, or sometimes they come to us, it also feels very amazing as a collective to be able to like put one another up and showcase. So Reflections of Home essentially is pretty much everyone from various cultural backgrounds coming together at this event to like show up with their culture, whether they're like Filipino beekeepers, furniture makers, artisans, or a lot of food vendors, just like seeing the lack of representation and them just showing up with like their flavors or their whole take on certain things.
Yeah.
And that's what Reflections of Home is.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. It feels like that's like also like the root of what community is, right? It's like highlighting each other, being like, look at what's going on. Look at what people are doing. And like, especially in a diasporic way, it's so cool.
Yeah. Essentially like this is like an IRL version of you reposting your friends on the stories and like what they're doing. They're like, hey, just come check it out in physical form.
Yeah.
Taste the food, smell the flowers. Yeah, there's really sick people doing amazing things up here and near and far. So just bring folks together.
Yeah, and like put people on in the community to like what's going on. That's so cool.
Yeah.
And also it sounds like you're really creating a whole scene within this room with all of this great talent, you know, being showcased.
We got art, we got vendors, we got performances.
Yeah.
And it's in the back gallery, like the new kind of build out.
Yeah, so it's a building aside of the actual Basilica building. And it's crazy from the outside. just looks like some, any normal building. Yeah. But they did a really good job building that space out, especially the gallery and extension of that. It's kind of crazy. From the inside, when we first did a tour and checked out the spot, it didn't feel real being inside there. Like, whoa, this is what it was on the inside. So definitely just like the typical thing, like don't judge a book from its cover.
It's so real.
It's like, yeah, it's beautiful in there.
They really did. Like, I feel like that building has been so many things over the years.
Exactly, yeah.
And like this, I'm really happy to see it being utilized for something like this now.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It feels really, really right. And so just to remind folks where you are, you yourself are listening to the WGXC Thursday afternoon show. WGXC Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM. Listener-supported, radio for open ears. And you've been hearing the voice of Tommy Lamb, one of the co-founders of Enoki.
Yeah, and we're talking about an event that's happening called Reflections of Home on May 10th and 11th.
Yeah, so I don't know, do you want to take a little musical break?
Yeah,
you know, and hear maybe hear one of the musicians who's going to play at this event. Just right. Play it from there.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Nice. Wow, that was beautiful. So that was a performance by Yixing Wang, who is going to be playing at the Inoki, I guess, would you call it a market? Or what would you
I guess like market words? Is like the umbrella term.
Yeah.
Experience.
Yeah, just vibes.
The Inoki the vibes. The vibe hub over at Reflections of Home.
Vibe hub is
really funny. Yeah, so the performance is happening Saturday only. But yeah, come both days if you want to. I'm not telling you to. But yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday is a great day to come.
Amazing. Mm. Wait, and what's the timing for anyone that's interested in exercising their free will?
10 to 5. And the performance is going to be like happening on and off. If you stick around, like, I think you'll definitely catch it. Yeah.
Cool. And there's going to be food involved, I understand.
Food, yes. Food and farms.
And fun.
Yeah. Food, farms, and fun. Yeah, it's a great time for all. Yeah, food's going to be amazing. Most vendors are coming both days, but on and off. Like, some vendors are just doing one day only. But yeah, there's going to be great drinks, teas, coffee.
Awesome.
Filipino barbecue and food.
Oh, man.
There's going to be a focaccia there.
What?
There's going to be a focaccia.
I need flavors. I need the air horn sound.
It's going to go crazy. Yeah, there's tons of great food coming up. Samosa Shack. A friend is debuting their project called Taipei Baby Sesame Noodles.
Ooh.
Bettina, amazing chef from Cafe Mutton, is also popping up with some food.
Nice.
Yeah, there's so much food. I can't wait to eat it all.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're going to eat it all?
If you come hungry.
Come hungry.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Cool. Well, seems like we sold that pretty well.
We're not selling anything.
Figuratively speaking.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about fashion. How do you feel? What do you think? You think, you know, about layering, like a nice hoodie underneath a nice button up. What do you think about that?
Love layering. hoodie underneath a button up. I would go reverse.
You would go hoodie over a button up with the collar out? No.
No, like button up first.
Yeah.
And then hoodie over that.
Whoa.
Because I feel like you can't, unless you, I don't know how you can get a hoodie underneath a button
up. Well, if it's like a flannel, maybe.
Yeah.
I think I was confused.
No, you're good.
There's so many different ways to wear clothes.
Yeah. Tons of ways.
Yeah. As my child is always demonstrating, putting socks on her hands and, you know, learning every day.
Yeah, you know, he's doing the underwear over the head thing.
So cool.
Kind of like Captain Underpants.
Yeah.
Kind of walking here like, yo, this is a hat. Oh, this is not underwear. This is a hat.
I mean, it is a little confusing, though, I feel like, for a kid. It does look like a hat.
It does.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
That, a beanie, all. The form is a hat.
It's a hat form. Yeah. If you had, like, little pigtails or something like that, it would be just perfect.
Oh, yeah, like the character from The Fifth Element or something.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a new wave. We start wearing underwear on our heads.
I think it's good because it makes people, you know, I feel like there's a lot of, like, body, you know, we're all just kind of, like, we're in these bodies, but we're, like, confused by it, you know? And if you just, like, normalize underwear existing as a hat, maybe that'll help us, you know, just chill out a little bit more.
Yeah. Wear the under on the outside.
Yeah. Under armor, but not.
Not an ad.
No.
Yeah, this is not an ad.
No, we're not sponsored. amazing.
Cool.
Okay, well, yeah, that was, I don't know, you know, lots to talk about when it comes to fashion, but there's talking, then there's kind of like just experiencing, you know? You kind of just have to experience fashion, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Food. You can talk about it, all the flavors and everything, but there's nothing like eating it.
Yeah. And there's something to be said for, I don't know. I don't know anything about fashion, but when I try too hard, it usually goes pretty wrong. Mm. But whenever I collect clothes, kind of like a snowball going out of the house, that's when I feel most, like, comfortable. I don't know. You know what I mean there?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, I think the sickest people or the best dressed people are the ones that there's no intention behind it outside of just like, I'm gonna put some clothes on.
Yeah.
Like, literally your Asian aunties and grandpas running around Chinatown in the park smoking a cigarette, or like, yeah, you know, these chefs.
Yeah.
Just like some linen pants.
Yeah, just like, yeah, put some clothes on. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah, like sometimes the best dressed people like don't care.
It's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't care. Have fun.
Yeah, exactly. Just clothes. Put on your body. Don't think. Don't overthink it.
Try some stuff. On your head.
Yeah. Underwear on the pants.
Yeah. It's like it just head. Like it just grew on you or something. Exactly. You know. It's a symbiotic relationship, sort of like you know, the mushies.
Swag.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mushroom clothes.
Oof. Now we talking.
That's incoming, probably, right? That probably already exists.
Yeah, there's mushrooms everywhere.
Yeah, they're doing all sorts of wacky stuff with mushrooms out there.
Cool.
They.
Being someone.
No. Yeah. Yeah, when is... It's almost getting to that time, or is it past, like... I don't know, like, it's been raining for a straight week.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to get pretty warm, like... right afterwards, and that's probably the prime time, right?
I feel like it's peak, like it's like it feels like yesterday, like it's starting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely saw a lot of mushrooms when I picked up Inoki from school yesterday. They have a bunch of like logs just blocked off for certain areas, and I was catching like what I thought or what I'm thinking it's like these big shiitake mushrooms, but then some of them were like, they're just so giant.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny cuz like her and a couple of her friends, I was like, hey, let's go find some more. I'm like squishing it and like looking at it. Yeah. But also respect the mushroom. You don't got to pick all of them, you know?
Yeah, no.
Just enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah. Leave some for, you know, propagation and whatnot.
Yeah, because it's like you have the network underground that's going to pop off the fruiting bodies, but you need the fruiting bodies to drop their spores. So you could have more mushrooms.
Yeah.
Mycelium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love mycelium. And symbiosis here on the Thursday Afternoon Show.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just a couple of symbiotic beings here in the window of 393 Main Street, Catskill. Yeah. Just hanging out on this rainy day. Oh, do you feel like playing some Zapato?
Well, I was thinking we were discussing, you know, music as people that... Justin and I both really love playing music.
It's true.
Not to speak for you, but I know it's true. And well, there was some discussion, maybe there's another person in the room that's interested in playing music. And it made me think about, you know, Justin hosts this event at the Avalon Lounge. Shout out Avalon Lounge.
I guess I host it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's mostly...
It's called Sunday Night Swim. And typically... a group of different instrumentalists get together, and a lot of the time it ends up being improvised, at least in the times that I've done it, and it's really always a real joy to play. And
last time Zapato was there.
Yeah, last time I got to play, Justin was playing, Zapato was playing, and...
Oh, another WGXC programmer, Will McCall, was there.
Amazing. And we all were just... I don't know how long we were playing for. That's my favorite part of the show, is like you never know how long you're going to play for, and it's always not long enough, you know?
Yeah, and speaking of vibraphones, as you were waxing about, Tommy, I mean, I do love, in addition to, like, you know, stringed instruments, like the guzheng, mallet instruments are another, like... love, and I was playing the gamelan. I borrowed one from a friend.
So and it's like a really good environment as well for, you know, instrumentalists that have been, you know, making music for a long time, and also potentially people who, you know, never really make music before, also to have like a platform for that. We were trying to get Justin's kid to play.
Oh yeah. No, you did a pretty good job. You're
Mimi.
Yeah. Yeah, Rebecca's performances are usually pretty inviting, and so of anybody, nice. anybody can get a toddler to play on stage, I think it's you.
And maybe, you know,
there's a potentiality for a new band member right here.
I think so.
Catskill Studio.
Hey, you said you wouldn't put him on the spot, but
I can't help it.
I'm down.
Okay, nice.
I'll throw down on the xylophones, triangle.
Yeah.
Whatever you put in front of me, yeah. I'll give it a go.
That's the spirit.
Maybe that's something we need for the future of the Thursday afternoon show. Is
just some instruments around.
Some sort of percussion, some stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Because I guess I'm kind of chronically obsessed with starting as many bands as I possibly can right now.
Yeah.
And so I think that would be a great vehicle for finding new band members here in the Hudson Valley region.
For sure. That's an admirable thing to do, start as many bands as possible. Get people to play together more.
It's really nice to play.
It's really important, yeah.
For sure. I think that's like, now being a dad and like, I do miss being a kid, like playing, and like we don't really play as much as adults.
Yeah.
Like whether that's like hitting the park or go climbing or, yeah, instrument, just like playing or like messing around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like playing with no like responsibility to the thing aside from like just to like enjoy yourself and try something.
Yeah, the end goal is like fun. There's no end goal to like succeed at something.
Exactly. You're not trying to be good at it.
Yeah.
And that's really liberating.
Totally.
And fun.
Well, that's where a lot of like learning too happens is like when there's not so much pressure on like achieving something, you know.
And it gets confusing pretty quickly here in the world with those sorts of questions. So we need our formative play zones.
Totally, yes. Formative play zones.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that could be the next the next brick and mortar here on Main Street.
Formative play zone.
For adults and kids.
All ages.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I figured maybe we listen to another little track.
Yeah.
And then get back to talking a little bit more about foraging, Enoki, the magic of community and being together.
Yeah.
The magic of the Asian diaspora. In the Hudson Valley, I don't know, a million things we could talk about.
I mean, yeah, with our, like, 10 minutes left. We'll see.
Valid.
Wow, time is going.
I know, it's just bada bing, bang, boom. So we're going to play a release off of Sapato's new tape, Decomposition, Fox on a Highway. And this track is a collab, actually, with Diatom Deli, an incredible musician out of Taos, New Mexico. So here we are.
Thank you.
We are back.
Thursday afternoon show.
With your hosts, Justin Calder here and Rebecca Bohr next to me. And across the table yonder is Tommy Lamb of Inoki. So I guess we'll do a little sign-off, and, well, if we had some vibraphones, we'd do that. But
yes, but we don't, not this time. So we're going to have to invite you back on at some point in the future. We would like to have you back on in a formal band capacity.
Yeah, formally a formative, formative band.
Formatively informal.
What's the band name?
What was it?
Formative Play Zone.
Yeah.
Formative Play Zone. Sick, sick, sick. That's where it begins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tight.
Formative Play Zone.
Perfect. Cool, cool. Yeah, we can, I don't know, maybe spread out a little bit.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, Inoki with a brick and mortar storefront in Saugerties, New York, and an event on the 10th and 11th at next door to Basilica Farm and Flea.
In Hudson.
In Hudson, New York.
Yes.
12534, Columbia County.
Pull up.
Yeah. Wait, shout outs.
Oh, shout outs.
Oh, oh. Right. It's shout out.
How many
hour.
Minutes we got?
Shout out time. We've got
8 minutes and 36 seconds.
For shout outs.
I just need like 5 minutes.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Shout out. Shout out, wifey, Shirley, literally the battery to my back, ride or die, down for whatever. For the most part, love you. Baby Inoki, cute and chaotic, the whole reason why we do everything we do. Our homies, Shannon and Wilson, on Arts and Crafts, making this amazing signed and build out on the back of our friend's Japanese pickup truck. So shout out Zim for allowing me to borrow your baby of a truck. Super sick. Mm. Shout out Elise, Like-Minded Objects, for curating Farm and Fleet, but also being such a lovely human in our lives and giving us the platform and the space to do what we do. And then shout out Angela on the graphics. Couldn't have done it without you. We couldn't make merch happen because of some timelines, but we'll make that happen in the future. And then all the homies that are pulling up and a part of the market, and we're all growing together and in this lovely place of upstate New York.
Growing together.
Growing together.
Like a little mycelial network.
Exactly. Pew, 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 pew.
Growing together. That's beautiful. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
I wish I had control of that earlier. I would have gone crazy.
This is a website. It's just one giant red button, and you click
the
button.
That's the sound?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, amazing. So exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to you guys for giving the platform, spending this Thursday lovely afternoon with me.
What a joy.
Yeah, of course. Shout out to Bianca for connecting us.
Shout out
to Bianca.
Bianca, for real.
A treasure and a pleasure.
A treasure and a pleasure, for sure.
Yeah. And,
Shout out WGXC.
Shout out WGXC.
90.7 FM, Agra, Catskill, Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears.
That's right. Yeah, shout out to you guys out there. And it's not just a catchphrase. If you want to support us, you can go to wgxc.org.
We will let you.
Smash that donate button just like...
Is this going to be a recurring theme, or do you think this is... Oh, call in if you are pro air horn on the Thursday afternoon show.
That's right.
The
it's
number
important.
Is 518-622-2598. Extension 3. You can also call in if you're interested in the future of the band that's been created here today, live on air. And call in if you have any well wishes and words for the magic of Inoki Catskill.
Mm-hmm. Yes, send it out. And I guess maybe a fitting ending to this lovely show. I don't know if you want to play a little bit more Zapato on a low level, and I can read some of these community events.
I've got you.
Anybody can submit an event on the community calendar.
Wait,
over
I have a
there.
Question. If,
yeah.
If there's an event in which I'm DJing, can I say that it's happening without?
If you earn some money, can't.
Well, at the event? Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay,
yeah,
never mind.
If you're earning money, you can't promote.
Never mind.
It's not. It didn't even happen. But if you wanted to, you can go to the community calendar and hit add an event there. So if you go to wgxc.org, hit that community calendar, you'll see things
right
like.
And then we'll do shout outs on it.
Yeah. Well, I guess. Yeah.
Or the website where your show would be on.
I'll do like shout out Thursday afternoon show.
Oh, I do have a shout out that I can't quite get to right now. Oh, what was his name? Dimitri Wild was a fellow who stopped by the other day because I'm holding down the Tuesday open hours here on Catskill Main Street, the WGXC studio between 11 and 4 every Tuesday. You can walk in and learn about your local community radio station, check out our broadcast studios, and even record a station ID. So I'm over here holding it down, and this fellow named Dimitri Wild walks through and hands us a record. So we don't have a record player here, so I'm not going to play it. But I told him, I'd say, hey, man, thanks for the record. And here we have, Mindfulness and Meditation is happening at 5:30 at Over Mountain, over there on 138 Catalano Road in Ankrum, New York. It's a mindfulness meditation from 5:30 to 6:30. And what else? Well, of course, there's the aforementioned Basilica Farm and Flea Spring Market, which I should mention, WGXC will have a booth there with a lot of our programmers just hanging out, waiting for you to come talk to them. And, I gotta pick up the pace here. Art Oh My, Writer's Reading, May Cohort. That's happening on May 10th, 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at Oh My International Arts Center. That's at 1405 County Route 22 in Ghent, New York. All right, I'm starting to sound too much like
a
commercial DJ.
This is a Sabato remix right now. No commercial DJ out here. This is
anti-commercial DJ. Yes, right.
Is everybody ready to turn up with the Thursday afternoon show? Here we go.
Yeah. That's crunchy.
Look, it's a remix. I told Sapato that I would try to remix one of them.
Is this you?
No, this is Benders.
Sick.
All right, keep going. Come on. We got more stuff. We got.
I'm sorry, I just got lost in the parrot head bob movement.
We got 2 minutes.
We've got. Sunday, May 11th.
Here we go. Sunday, May 11th. What's it going to be?
Quartet A at the Avalon Lounge from 6 p.m. to 8
Shout
p.m.
Shout out Avalon Lounge. Shout out Lou Singer. Shout out Laura.
Avalon.
Shout out Nabob.
Shout out Annie.
And Bobby Previtt leads that. Bobby Previtt leads that quartet A every Sunday, I believe, at 6 at the Avalon.
Ooh.
Ooh, you know what else happens? Every Thursday Stewardship Days at the Hike Preserve and Biological Research Station.
Are you ready? It's time to do some research.
Biological.
Hello.
All right, and I think we have like...
Enoki, May 10th, May 11th, 12 to 5.
10 to 6.
Woo!
Yeah,
we got
whatever you want. 12 to 5? That's 5 with me too.
Just show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love you.
Love y'all.
Thanks
for tuning in.
Thanks for having us.
Shout out to, I'm going to give a shout out to Asha and Amelia. Gotta do it.
Shout out to my mom.
Shout out to all the moms. Mother's Day coming up.